right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM Neshaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789 in Texas, that same number. Let's go back to the phone lines. And who is my guest from Watertown?
Walter.
Walter. So, Walter, one of the things that are there voucher schools or charter schools in Waukesha? I mean, in Watertown?
I think there's a public charter school.
Right. Only one. But they're not a whole... Watertown's a kind of a small town, and so there aren't a whole lot of different...
Well, there's a number of parochial schools that get state funding now, or the state funding.
So let me ask you how you feel about the fact that now parochial schools have been able and that the taxpayers have to pay for parents whose kids they were already paying for their kids to go to parochial schools. You think that's a fair thing to do?
No, I don't. I don't at all. In fact, the two biggest parochial schools in this community, they don't even believe in evolution. You know, we're teaching that kids are learning nonsense about science.
You know, it is a testament of just what this is, and I think people really don't understand. They think it's just about the fact that poor kids aren't learning, and this is the reason that we want to do this. But there's a much more sinister, much more sinister plot going on behind all of this. Hey, man, thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, really appreciate it.
Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, David, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. First of all, it sounds like you have a new sidekick with you. So I wish her the best of luck.
yeah, Sam, man. And I had her introduce herself in the last hour. So,
okay,
but I'm talking about the fact that once again the state is looking to attempt to take over the public school system. And I'm explaining why that's such a bad idea. What's your thought?
Well, I don't believe that MPS should be dismantled. Do I think it needs to be tweaked? Yes. I do believe that there needs to be a conversation as far as trying to make MPS a better working public school system. What that entails, it could be a variety of things. I know they've talked about splitting it up into different districts to make, you know, where you have some smaller sections with the idea of you would have you wouldn't have one big umbrella for MPS, but you would have several different, like you have aldermanic districts, like you have currently in the city of Milwaukee.
Well, that's what they're proposing, and and clearly that just is not going to work, you know.
We haven't tried it though either. So, I mean, I guess the question is.
Well, but you know, but David, this is. Oh, go ahead. Finish your point. Finish your thought.
So I think at the end of the day, you and I agree that, and I did catch a little bit earlier what you just said about the education that you got when you were a young man. That the public schools were teaching, I think what was being taught there was actually better at that particular time. That being the case, I do think there has to be, again, an open conversation where we bring people to the table from both sides to really analyze, okay, how do we get the kids' education to a level to when they graduate that they have an opportunity to do something with their education. And then that's the bigger point where, you know, you have internships. Sometimes you bring in outsiders that, you know, like you had workshops, things of that nature, because every kid has obviously got strengths, weaknesses, and we have to say, okay, you know what, we live in a very different economy today. As you know, manufacturing was very big when you were growing up. You could go down to the factory and get a job any day of the week. Today, we don't have that ability, so we have to be cognizant of the fact that, okay, we have to retool things, and I think there are some, I think like Northwestern Mutual has allocated some grants to try to get, you know, kids to, you know, learn different things.
So David, though, here's the part of this that nobody's talking about that clearly points out what's at the root of this. The bill provides protections for the continuation of charter schools and private schools in the Choice program in Milwaukee, but doesn't prevent the closure of any public school. Now, I would have to say, based on that alone, that there is a reason and a rationale for what it is they're attempting to do. They will also make it possible for even more private schools to open up in the district. So that tells me right there what's at the root of it, Dave. You know,
there's a huge money aspect of it. I'm not going to deny that there is money involved, but I also do think that if you look towards, you know, the Norwegian countries, what they do in Sweden and Norway and other stuff, they get the parents the same idea of where they can take their kids and put them into a private, public school, do whatever they want with the child, with the idea that they're most comfortable with whatever school is available to them, that the parents are in control over there. And I think that is the hybrid model that people are looking at over here to kind of mimic over there, to be honest with you.
Hey, but you know, David, you know, the public school systems in this country, and if that's really at the root of it, I asked the last caller up in Waterford, and, you know, the parochial schools now are benefiting by this. It's not just in Milwaukee. It's all over the state where they are challenging and breaking up public schools. This is a ruse, man, you know, and it's about getting the money out of public schools and going into the pockets of the private schools. It's not just about those poor kids in Milwaukee and in the public school system, man. That's not it. Otherwise, it would have remained here. Instead, it's all over the nation now. So people are aware of what's taking place, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, as far as, you know, parents are concerned, you know, ultimately, I think we have to look at what are parents looking at? Why are they sending their kids to particular schools for various reasons? And the thing is, right or wrong, if they send them to a public school, there's a parochial school. Now you're seeing a lot of parents now are even doing homeschooling because of the pandemic. That's been the biggest growth in the United States is homeschooling.
Hey, well, you know what, you know, David, there mm-hmm. certainly aren't, those are the exception, not the rule. Parents mm-hmm. who are able to, that there's one parent at home, and not only that one mm-hmm. parent is at home, but that one parent is qualified enough to educate the child. You know, let's, you know, every parent, very few parents are, and families are right in that situation.
But I guess I would just point out is the country is a very diverse country. We got 335 million people. I don't think one size fits all. We have to be open to multiple ideas as far as getting the kids educated.
David,
that's just my opinion.
And yeah, but what we are talking about here is the dismantling of a district with 70,000 children. This is not a one size fits all. You say we have to be willing to try something different. Well, you can try things in different situations, but you can't try things with 70,000 children, because if it fails, then what? Now, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that what they're proposing is going to succeed. So
That's very true. I'm not going to disagree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly that it could not work. And sometimes that's the risk that we take in life.
No, you can't take that risk. You can't take that risk with the future of our nation.
If it benefits the kids, if it actually does work, and it does, you know, where it can change lives, that's the flip side. You're making it sound like that there's no possibility of it working whatsoever, and we have to think positive rather than negative.
All I know is we can go by what we've seen historically. And when you have situations where you can hand pick and cherry pick the students that you are dealing with and then call that success, I challenge that at every turn, because Milwaukee Public Schools doesn't get the hand pick. By law, they are the only district that has to educate every child. That's not so for any of those other districts in any of those other schools.
Well, again, there has to be a change with, if that really is the case.
Listen, Dave, we got to go to a break. Well. We got to go to a break. Man, thank you for the call. We'll be back. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.